This is Saturday afternoon, as I told you, and I got a little deal going on out here. And I got the contractor, the sandbaggers, re-sandbagging, and they're doing a lot of yakking out there. I've got the electricians around here trying to fix up some fans, which reminds me about living in air-conditioned splendor. I think the temperature's about 102 out here this afternoon. And if you get out in this heat, you turn right straightly to water, you're just soaking wet in a few minutes. And so some of us guys who like to preserve our strength kind of consider these air conditioners as more a life-saving factor than a luxury. Of course, I don't use mine too much. I'm saving it for the next guy that comes along. But I might tell you, boy, you walk into a cool room or any place, you just turn that air conditioner on after you've been out in this heat, and it's like coming in out of the dark, man. It's really something. But I've kind of enjoyed this job. I've got all the kids around here. They ain't calling me daddy yet. Well, I got some big time interruptions here, big decisions to make, and I'm trying to do a lot of things. I'm trying to sell this tape deck, tape recorder, because I've ordered a new one, had it sent home, and so I'm kind of letting guys look at it. Some of the Filipinos like to buy this stuff, and they got a little money. I guess they got a little money, but they don't have much PX privileges, so they can't buy this. I can only buy one on a tour, and one over $75, and then I bought one through that PX system and sent it home. That cost me a little money, but these are kind of nice to have around if you play, if you like tape deck music and get a lot of music. A place like this, it's pretty handy if you can get the electricity. We have a tough time getting electricity, and we have to run generators all the time, and I don't know. We've been trying to get our city power plant fixed up, but we ain't making much headway. Let's see. I was talking about something else. I forgot what it was, and it's too far back to go, but I'll start on something new, and I guess that's Larry and his marine assignment. That old boy is big enough, and he make them big old tough sergeant's eyes glisten looking at his size, and they can chew him out upside and downside, and he probably will go ahead and take it. And be careful, though, when he makes his first stripe, he's going to start issuing some orders himself. He should be, they make him tough and big, and by the time he gets through a tour or two in Vietnam, he'll probably have some sense. I really don't envy him the journey ahead. It's a little rugged, and those drill sergeants don't make it easy. But for some reason or other, I have a feeling that it'll teach him. If it don't turn him against the society, it'll teach him that a lot of things that we haven't been able to teach him at home, because we just don't have the facilities. We usually have We talked about this once before, a kid without a goal. They usually have a goal in there to achieve, and sometimes it's their goal is just to kill the drill sergeant, but it's a goal, something to work towards. And they teach them pretty much to take care of themselves, and in this kind of combat we're in, to kill as many other people as they can. Kind of a tough thing to talk about killing, but I guess you have to face the facts. You can't dodge them, and I'd sure like to kill a couple of the bastards right now. Last night they came into a refugee camp here by town and kidnapped a girl that works for us, and killed our chief maid's aunt, and just murdered her. They're ornery bastards. They need to be killed. And there's a lot of them getting knocked off around here. I don't know how they persist and survive. I really don't. Their lives are miserable, boy. But then too, I guess we don't kill enough of them. But so much for killing. I'd rather think about slaying them big trout out there someplace. I keep thinking about that old North Platte River, and I kind of like to go up there and camp in the shade of some of them trees and listen to them blue jays squawking around. I sure got a hankering. I'm sure that we should be able to get some time together, maybe take a little swing out west. We can get a week off or so. I suspect there'll be a lot of people want to go. I wouldn't doubt what Lorraine and Earl will be around there someplace. But we'll talk about that when I get home, too. And that I should be getting home about the 20th, the next month, sometime in there. I never did get that physical you mentioned. These knuckleheads kept putting me off till it got too late. Now I got to go back home and take it. And I don't know how that's going to work out. I'll probably be in trouble up at Fitzsimmons trying to get her done. But we'll wait and see, and this tape's getting kind of short. I'll just tell you folks, I sure appreciate hearing from you, and that I'm just as hankering to get back home as I can be, and everything is fine out here except the heat, and the pay's good, but the heat's bad. So.